Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day, final hour for us. Still plenty to get into. We'll hear a little bit more from Raheem Morris as he met with the media yesterday. He'll be on with Dukes and Bell this afternoon as well as they broadcast live from the Ticketmaster studios up there in Flowery Branch. 3:20 has been
usually around the time.
Yeah. So I would assume that'll be the time.
And
today.
Then they got a guest player. Don't they usually get a guest player?
I think it's Darnell Mooney.
Oh, all right.
From what I saw on social media, it looks like it'll be Darnell Mooney.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool,
big
cool.
Game. Big game on Monday.
Big game mood. Okay, well, I mean, it is that time of the year. When you know, he played well. He had one bad play, in my opinion. You know, he stopped running to my Moody.
Yeah.
But it's nothing to overlook or whatever, because it's like Archie was telling her, there were some throws that Kurt didn't let go.
Yeah.
You know, or didn't step into, and it was because, no, we're not going to go there. Happy thoughts, Randy. But, yeah, so, I mean, as the offense grows and everything, everybody gets more comfortable, it's going to be more explosive play because they still left. They left a lot. And yeah. I saw some clips from the Eagles' perspective. They left a whole lot. There was at least three touchdowns left on the field by both teams. And I'm talking about explosive. If the quarterback just hung in there one more second. It's like it's crazy, but that's just how the league goes sometimes, man.
It's how the league goes sometimes. It's also how the league has started this year
right. And
the last couple of
right. Years
as well. Yeah, the number, I think, 68 touchdowns
yes.
through 2 weeks.
Yes.
The average previous to the last couple of years was 110 touchdowns
yes.
through 2 weeks. So, yeah, they're just kind of behind as far as that goes right now. That's touchdown passes from quarterbacks. Obviously, teams are scoring in other ways. But, yeah, I mean, that's why. I don't know. I mean, we had a couple theories on it. It might be that guys aren't playing in preseason. They're running it a little bit more. Defenses are ahead of offenses. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It just always and
a lot of rusty mediocre quarterback play.
I'm not going to get into the whole preseason versus rust and all those two things. I'm just curious, when you got a new, brand new offense and a new quarterback with this offense, why the hell you don't run? That's just me. Because Bryce Young played a series with a new offense and new offense coordinator.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know either. There are just certain things that become normal in sports
yeah.
so quickly.
Yes.
And then everyone's like, oh, yep, that's what we do now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean.
We didn't used to do
we
that.
We didn't do that.
Like, they played baseball for 150 years and never worried about arm limit, pitch count, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last 10 years, it's been the thing,
yep.
and now everyone's arms get hurt.
Yes.
It's like, all right, well, maybe that's a bad plan.
Maybe I'll just stop worrying about it.
Maybe it's a bad plan.
Yeah.
Same thing with the NBA. It's like we played 82 games forever.
Right.
Forever.
Now we want to go.
And then guys were like, that's too many. I'm tired. That's done. And then they had to make a rule so they would play 65 so they could be eligible to get awards so they could get more money on their contracts. And then what do you know? Guys could suddenly play 65 games
yeah.
again. Yeah, I don't know. It's just these things that so quickly become normal. Well, we don't play in the preseason anymore. Why?
What happened?
We used to. It seemed like it used to be helpful.
Yeah, man.
Guess it's not helpful anymore. I guess everyone's better. No, not really, because we watch the games, and there's a lot of slop out there. Anyway, doesn't matter. You got two games under your belt now that are in the regular season. You're 1-1. You got the Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl, two-time defending Super Bowl champions on Sunday night here in town. We'll get to that in just a minute. Mark Schlereth is going to join us. He's our Odyssey NFL insider at 1:20. He joins us every Wednesday at 1:20. Looking forward to that conversation coming up. Get his thoughts on how the Falcons looked on Monday night against the Eagles. And again, get his thoughts on Sunday as well. And we'll get to the AMA at 1:40.
We were talking about something. One of my partners sent me the picture again. And it's funny because it does like Shaq's dating an hors d'oeuvre. Like he just, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just toss, you know, how you toss an order over there, just catch it in your mouth.
Yeah, yes.
Because it's so
just
little.
A little plate.
Yeah, just like a little plate. He takes tapas.
He likes tapas, yeah.
Yeah, he likes tapas.
Shaq likes human tapas. Little, and I bet expensive. But you know what? Everybody's got a type.
Everybody's got a type.
And Shaq happens to be a huge guy who likes tiny ladies.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's all legal. Everything?
Yeah.
But I just.
This is not a Diddy situation.
No, it's not.
He can do what he wants. He's a grown ass man. And if he wants to date half grown women, that's fine. Yeah. I don't mean age wise, I just mean size wise.
Like carrying a hip.
Yeah. Put her, like a little back carrier.
Yeah, you know
like a baby Bjorn. You got a little girlfriend,
Bjorn. Yeah, man. I mean, hey, deep low. Go ahead, big fella.
Hey, man, if Shaq showed up in public with a girl and a baby Bjorn,
I would lose.
That'd be the funniest thing in the entire universe.
I would freaking lose.
And then he could endorse it because he endorses everything.
Just
like buy a steak and baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
And get one for your girlfriend.
Yeah, no, I would die laughing if that happened. But I love Shaq. He needs to leave Rudy Gobert alone, okay? He's still messing with Rudy. Leave Rudy alone, Shaq.
Yeah.
All right, leave him alone.
Rudy had a tough
24.
For a guy that makes that much money and was the defensive player of the year.
Yes.
He had a tough year.
Yes.
Because everyone's making fun of him in the playoffs because he was getting worked and they were singling him out and all that kind of stuff. And they got benched in the Olympics.
Yeah, man.
You know.
Rudy having a rough one, man.
Obviously, he caused COVID, so that sucks. Still kind of wearing that
Did we look at Rudy like – was the COVID thing, was that the reason we stopped liking Rudy? Because did anybody like Rudy before that? I don't know.
He wasn't off to a good start in the first place.
Okay, that's all you know.
But that made it worse.
Okay.
Yeah, made it worse.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know. I didn't know because I remember Rudy, but I wasn't really paying that much attention to Rudy. But then when I saw him touch all them damn microphones, and then they had to shut down a basketball game the next day because everybody was sick.
Oh, cool. Thanks a lot, Rudy.
Thanks a lot, Rudy.
Great. Then fast forward a year and a half, you and me are doing radio shows from home.
Yes.
Because of Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
I wasn't mad about that part.
So that part you actually like.
I wasn't mad
Rudy
about
helped
that
you
part.
On that one.
I wasn't mad about that.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
Pretty healthy. I'll probably get a more in-depth report a little later after this, D-Led. I don't think I've heard about anybody having any real issues as of right now. A couple little bumps and bruises that I've heard about, but I'll get a more in-depth report for you later when I meet with those guys. I think probably at about 5 o'clock or so today.
Yeah, okay. Let me knock on wood here as we say this because good news early. I mean, obviously Nate Landman couldn't play Monday night. Hopefully he'll be able to go Sunday.
Did they put him on IR, Andy?
Did they?
I think they did.
Oh, did they?
I think they did.
Oh, okay. Let me check that.
I think
But there's a lot of big, like, star players across the league right now. I mean, the wide receiver position in general is just devastated right now. And by and large, again, knocking on everything wooden that's in here, which there isn't anything, but Falcons have been pretty good as far as that goes. Hopefully that continues for them.
Dude, they need to figure out a way, you know, because they're going to get better. You know, this whole operation is going to get tighter. It's going to get better and everything like that. But you said it most importantly.
Yeah, you're right. He did go on IR.
They got to stay with health. And this gives – and the one guy who is getting those reps, that's not third down reps, all those reps, is Troy Anderson. All right, Troy was okay in the game. He missed some tackles and everything. But Bijan makes people miss tackles. Or not Bijan.
Saquon.
But Saquon is going to make you miss some tackles and everything. But that's more time for him to get on the field.
I thought he was pretty good, though.
And do certain things. But he got to get better at it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And so that gives him more opportunity. He's a guy that I think a lot of us would prefer to be starting because he's a second-round draft pick.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, as long as he stays healthy and continues to do his thing. But, yeah, this injury bug that – and it seems like it's hitting the same people – and it's because as good as he is, Debo Samuels, he's going to say
Debo Samuels. Christian McCaffrey. Tua Tagovailoa.
They're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
They're going to get hurt. And it's unfortunate. And we know coming into this week, the Falcons are playing the Chiefs. They're going to be without Pacheco.
Yep. Again, no surprise
the way he runs, even though it's a leg injury.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just, you know. And they're going to start Samaje Perine.
Yep.
And then I just saw they brought up another back from the practice squad. So obviously he's going to get some run.
And Carson Steele, too.
What about him?
He's one of their running backs.
Yeah, no, he's one of the running backs.
He might be their lead carrier on Sunday night.
Why would they bring Samaje Perine? Samaje Perine's the backup.
They got both of them.
But he's the backup to Pacheco.
Well, Carson Steele got some handouts, got some carries, too.
How many did he get?
Couple.
How many did Perine get?
Few.
He got more, right?
I don't know.
So that be?
I'm not sure. Couple and a few is what you say when you don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'll look it up.
Okay. All right. Because I know where you're trying to go.
Where am I going?
All right. You heard it. You got the slam dunk contest guy.
Got him.
Yeah, you got the white corner and the cornerback in Philly.
They put him in the game.
I saw him in the game,
put
Andy.
Him in the game.
What else we got?
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark. I mean, and then you got the
McCaffrey's on the cover of Madden.
Yeah.
All the kickers are doing good. Hey, yeah.
Okay.
Carson Steele's got 9 carries on the year.
Okay.
And Piron doesn't have any.
Damn. Never mind.
It's a good year, 2024.
I saw this thing. It said, "Damn, Matt
Cash Jones."
Yeah, I mean, y'all in there, man.
We're in there.
Y'all in there, dog. But I saw Arch Manning running faster than Tyreek Hill.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. It just continues. That I know we'll talk more about that as the week goes on, but him. Likely, I know they haven't ruled him out for sure for Saturday, Ewers, but Arch Manning starting for Texas in a game day game at Oklahoma. So Tennessee's playing him. Anyway, yeah. Arch Manning starting for Texas this weekend, so fun.
Who's he playing? Like, who are they playing? This is the thing. Obviously he's human, and he sees this. He feels okay. This.
It's Louisiana Monroe.
Okay, so
Louisiana.
Okay.
My bad.
But
I got
what
over
I'm saying is this:
on that one.
You let Arch go out there and last week against
which he will, because they're playing Louisiana Monroe.
Which he will.
Yeah. They're favored by 44.5.
Which they will. You mean to tell me? Because I talked to Carl and I asked Carl because Carl, you know, Carl Texas guy said y'all are good with Quinn Ewers, right? But you won't Arch. But you won't Arch.
I don't know what would have to happen for there to be a quarterback.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm so with you.
Because it's Monroe.
I'm
right?
so with
or
you.
Or Monroe. My bad.
I'm so with you.
And then Mississippi State after that. So they play Oklahoma. That would be the 12th, October 12th, which is like the best Saturday in college football. There's so many good games that day. But that he's going to dominate Louisiana Monroe.
Yes, he is.
He's going to dominate Mississippi State.
Yes, he is.
Monroe. Oklahoma's the one.
Man, they ain't gonna have no game there because Oklahoma's gonna get they ass whipped Saturday.
I think that's probably right.
Yes. Tennessee finna run the dog on Oklahoma.
And then they play Georgia the week after that.
Okay.
But yours will be back by then.
I mean, obliques take time to heal.
They're tricky.
They're real tricky.
It's a tricky muscle.
You hit the wrong dance move. You could be out for another week.
Yeah, you don't do that. You know how Ewers likes to dance.
You know, I have heard.
Square dance, I think.
Where?
With his cowboy boots. All right, Mark Schlereth is going to join us next. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. We'll get his thoughts on what the Falcons did Monday night, get his thoughts on the Falcons-Chiefs Sunday night, and the rest of the big stories in the NFL as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. This hour of the midday show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open for you, 404-726-0929. You can call us up and ask us anything. But before we do any of that, Wednesdays at 1:20, me and our Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joins the show, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. I know the way that the game ended for Falcons fans on Monday night certainly made it better. Mark, how are you?
What up?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Outstanding.
Awesome. Awesome. A hell of a lot better than we would have been doing if Saquon Barkley would have caught that ball. How do you think the national perception of the Falcons changed in that final drive on Monday night?
Well, I mean, obviously when you get a win and Kirk Cousins looks the way Kirk Cousins does and, you know, some of your weapons actually produce, then all of a sudden I think it changes a little bit of the narrative, right? I mean, part of going into that game was Kirk Cousins didn't look healthy in week one. He only played one play under center. Like there was a lot of things that, you know, the Falcons kind of denied, but you know, the proof is kind of in the pudding. What you saw was a guy that had always spent a majority of time under center, you know, and run the hard play action and all that stuff, and that offense just didn't look the same. And so Monday night, it definitely looked like kind of more of a Kirk Cousins offense. And then leaning into what that offensive line does well, I will just tell you, having done a bunch of Atlanta games last year, they are great when they're allowed to come off the ball and hunt. They are a great group. Not a good group, but a great group. But if they have to sit back and pass pro, they're challenged. That's not what they don't do that as well. I'm not saying they can't do it, but you have to give them the opportunity to really come off the ball, run the ball, run the play action stuff, and that helps them in pass pro. But if they just have to sit back and throw it 40 whatever times, they'll break apart a little bit. So I like the kind of the style with which they played. I like the way they did it. And then, of course, that final drive was big time. And you can nitpick at it. Like Vic Fangio all of a sudden gets out of doing what he's doing and just playing kind of a prevent, giving up yards for time on the clock, which has never made any sense to me. But Vic Fangio was the head coach in Denver for several years. And, you know, I've been living in Denver for the last 20-whatever years, and I saw that happen at least four or five times over the course of 2 years, and they didn't win a whole lot of games under his tenure in Denver. So I've seen that play out far too often.
Steve, I know that you're offensive lineman, and going back to with something you said, because it's always hard to when I'm trying to explain it, because only thing I can ever say when a team goes into that type of defense, they don't want to give up the big play. But giving up three little plays can add up to that one big play, though.
Correct, yeah. They don't want to give one, you know, 80-yard touchdown over the top. But I was like, you haven't given it up all day long. Why all of a sudden do you think you're going to give it up now?
Right.
And then give it up, you know, you think about how defensive coordinators talk about, or offensive coordinators talk about what an explosive play, a 20-plus yard pass, what it equates to. And essentially, you know, there's a figure that goes around in NFL parlance or NFL meetings where each explosive is worth just shy of 3 points. So you give up a 20-yard pass, and the odds are that's a 3-point play, essentially. Like, you're going to give up 3 points anytime you give up an explosive pass. And in that last series, they gave up, I think, a 21-yarder and a 26-yarder. Well, what do you think is going to happen? Like, they're going to score. They're going to score points off of that. So it just was one of those things where you kind of scratch your head and go, what are you guys doing? Good for Atlanta, you know, but again, Philly botched that whole last series anyhow, which, you know, they're kind of want to do. So, anyhow, it was fun, though. It was fun to watch it end that way. And I was glad to see Kirk play well towards the end of that game, and glad to see him play great in that final drive.
Yeah, no doubt. From that on Monday night to now home against the Chiefs on Sunday night, back-to-back national TV game, something Falcons haven't had in a while. What do you make of the Chiefs so far? I know they're 2-0, a couple really close games. Maybe Mahomes not his best last week. What do you make of what you've seen from them thus far?
Well, you know, they're always gonna present a challenge from a coaching standpoint. Isaiah Pacheco is a big loss for them because starting last year, they really leaned into Isaiah Pacheco, and he runs so hard, and he's just such a tough tackle. And he sets up, you know, a lot of the play-action stuff that they want to do. And so that's a huge, huge loss. But, of course, they're so good on the coaching front with Andy Reid, what they do offensively, obviously with Mahomes' ability to execute just about anything. And then defensively, I think they're great on the other side of the ball with Spagnuolo. So, like, they're really well coached. And you know, you always think of Isaiah Pacheco is really going to hurt them, but in the long run, you know, they'll find a way to overcome it, and they'll find a way to, you know, to work around it. I keep thinking that, you know, what's going to be the next player? Like last year, they couldn't catch the ball, and they didn't have a receiver that developed until later on with Rashee Rice, and you keep thinking, well, that's going to derail them, but it doesn't. You know, nothing seems to derail them. And, you know, you look back to that game last week against Cincinnati, you know, it's almost like your whole strategy has to be, you know, Patrick Mahomes cannot get the ball last.
Yep.
Like, we have to get the ball last. I don't know how you work that out, but if you give him the ball last with, you know, 7 or less points, he's going to score.
Yep.
It's just
yep.
He's going to put a drive together that scores, and that's all they do. And they've got such unbelievable confidence in their ability to do that. It is, you know, it's a really tall task to beat those guys.
Which team is more surprising for the NFC South being 2-0, the Saints or the Buccaneers? Because both of them coming off of big road wins, one in Dallas and one in Detroit.
You know, I think probably the Bucs went to the playoffs last year. Everybody in that division was neck and neck last year, them, Atlanta, and the Saints. But I think the way the Saints have done it has probably been more surprising. I mean, they just have come out and absolutely throttled teams. And I called their first game of the season. It was against Carolina. And I was like, damn, this is a damn good team. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, they played Carolina. And last week on, you know, my show Breakfast Ball here in New York, you know, I told these guys, listen, man, the Saints are going to go into Dallas and they'll win that game. And they're like, oh, no, Dallas beat Cleveland and blah, blah, you know. But they control line of scrimmage, man. They beat you up. And I think the thing that most people don't understand is that Derek Carr's favorite offense was when he was with the Raiders and John Gruden, that West Coast, that Gary Kubiak style of offense, that Mike Shanahan style of offense. And that's exactly what Clint Kubiak runs. And they've put that in, but one of the things they have changed is they have taken a bunch of the checks and the, you know, alternative plays and the, you know, can it situations, and they've taken them out of the offense. So with Clint Kubiak, and there's a guy by the name of Rick Dennison there, was a coach in Denver when I was in Denver, and he became a really outstanding offensive line coach and run game coordinator, and he's kind of a major consultant for them right now. But he is a big believer in, you know, good against everything plays, tank plays we call them, call it and run it plays, whatever you want to call it. Mm. And so he's one of those guys that just is like, let's take this off the quarterback's plate. This run or this pass is good against, hey, they can play cover 4, they can play cover 2, they can play 3, they can play 1, they can play 6, they can play 9. Doesn't matter. It's good against everything. Or this run, hey, man, they can sink a strong safety down. They can run a free safety in the box. It doesn't matter. We're good on every look we get, regardless, overs, unders, you know, even fronts. We're good at every look. And so that is what we call a breather play for the quarterback. So the quarterback just walks up the line of scrimmage, he goes, set up, and hikes the ball, right?
Right.
And he didn't have to think about, hey, man, I got to get it over. I got to go over to a different front, or, you know, I've got to run to the bubble. I got to run away from the safety or what. He doesn't have to think. He just – so if you can give him 15, 17 times a game, you run 65 plays, Well, there's 50 plays where he's going to have to, you know, do the mental machinations of what I got to call, how I got to get out of this, what I've got to do. But if you can give him 15 plays off, like that's valuable for a quarterback. And so they do that really well for Derek Carr. And, man, he is playing lights out. And I'm telling you, having talked to him and sat with him in a room, he loves the offense, and he feels really good about what they're doing. And Kamara loves it as well, as you can witness by the way he's playing.
It looks like it. Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can find Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Add the extra deliciousness and flavor to your game day dishes this football season. I know you had mentioned that you did the Saints-Panthers game week one. What do you make of the way that they're handling Bryce Young and the quarterback situation in Carolina?
He can't play. I mean, what do you want? Like at this point, he is so bad that he may be ruined forever if you just keep him out there playing. So he didn't go into a good situation.
Yeah,
Carolina's a mess. I think the ownership is a mess. Mm-hmm. But remember, they gave him Dave Canales, who was, you know, part of the kind of resurrection of Geno Smith 2 years ago. Uh-huh. And then the resurrection of Baker Mayfield last year as his OC in Tampa. And, you know, he was the quarterback coach in Seattle when Geno Smith came out after the Russell Wilson left and went to Denver and played exceptionally well. So they figured that Canales could kind of whisper, you know, this guy back into existence. And he's been through all the OTAs, through all the minicamps. When I hear people come out and say, it's not your fault. At what point is it your fault? At what point do you just stink? At what point do you not understand? At what point are you too little? At some point, doesn't he have to have some responsibility in the fact that they have stunk? And so you went through all the OTAs, all the minicamps. You went through training camp. You went through the first two games. The very first throw you made of the 2024 season, I'm calling the game, it went directly to a Saint. I'm like, are you sure you're not colorblind? Are you sure you're right-handed? I started going through the checklist, right? Like, maybe you're not right-handed. Maybe you just are having it. I mean, it's bad. And so at some point, something's got to be your fault.
Yeah.
Real quick, Steve, we got about a minute left, but I got to get your thought process on the game you called last week. What a blank show. Seven field goals wins the game, three touchdowns, loses the game, kicker gets hurt. What was the thought process? Because we knew you had called that game last week.
Yeah, I mean, it was a, you know, for a blank show, it was a great game. it really was, man. Both teams ran the ball hard. They played their butts off. Daniel Jones actually played really well. The connection between he and Malik Nabers was phenomenal right up until it wasn't, when Malik Nabers on a fourth down dropped an easy one and gave the Commanders a chance to come back and drive the length of the field. Listen, man, they drove up and down the field, but every time they got into the red zone, somebody jumped off sides. It was unbelievable. Nobody could hold their water, so they had four trips inside the red zone. They had four offside penalties in the red zone that stopped all four of their drives, which was, I mean, it's just crazy. But, you know, I think the young quarterback in Jaden Daniels is a really good player. Like, those two, like, Giants, everybody's just will sit there and say, hey, Daniel Jones stinks and this, that, and the other. Listen, like, he's really good at several things. Like, really good at the zone read stuff, running the football. He's good when he gets outside the pocket. Like, instead of worrying about what he's not or trying to make him something that he isn't, like, this is a societal issue. Like, don't try to become something you're not. Lean into what you are. And our desire to look at what somebody is and see all the positive attributes that he has and goes, yeah, but, you know, he's not this. And then all you focus on is what he's not and trying to make him into something that he's not. Like, Daniel Jones can win football games if you play him the right way. And so I just don't understand that. Like, hey, man, he's probably never going to be the most efficient, you know, in the pocket drop back quarterback. Okay, let's find a way to win without doing that, without living in that world. it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
No, that's just good solid life advice, too.
Hell yeah.
Which we appreciate. It's right. Football and it's life with Mark Schlereth every Wednesday. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider, every single Wednesday at 1:20. Don't try to be something you're not, Randy. You got to figure, you got to be happy with yourself and embrace it.
If that isn't a storyteller or story, you know, or a caption that's over my head.
Nothing is a bigger thief of joy than comparison.
Dude, you were on one today with these quotes, bro.
And I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I'm about to turn 40. I'm trying to feel good. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts.
You own one.
Yeah, I could be a motivational speaker. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. I've listened to that podcast, too. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. We'll come back and get to an AMA to wrap the thing up here. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. You can call us. You can ask us anything. We'll answer it after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Full phone line, so we'll jump out to the phones in just a minute. I do want to let you know once again that at Solomon Brothers right now, Percentage Week is back for 1 week only, September 16th through 22nd. Save up to 60% off of everything in the showroom. Visit them online at SolomonBrothers.com.
I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
Dude, I was going to laugh. Dude, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, dog. One of the funniest things I've ever seen. And one of the favorite damn quotes ever.
Yeah.
I know I can't
you
say
can't
it.
You can't say it.
I can't say it, but dude.
Just all the jokes, again,
oh, man.
A lot of the stuff that's going to come out about Diddy and everything that he's done it's going to be serious.
But
a lot of the jokes are going to be very funny.
And the only person ain't nobody catching more strays than Meek, though.
Friend of the program, Meek Mill.
Yeah, dog.
Friend of the program, Meek Mill.
All right, let's get out the phones, man.
Yeah, just if you want, you can find it on the internet if you want to go find it. It's very funny. He's in the swimming pool for a very specific reason. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Man, I'm sorry, man. The thousand bottles of baby oil, man.
Okay.
All right, man. Look, you can take two things from your 20s. Like, I wish I still could run, and if I hang out late, I can't rebound the next day. It's over with. I wish I could hang out late and get up, and I wish I still could run. What would y'all take from your 20s?
Good question.
Them checks I used to make in my 20s. That'd be the biggest thing.
That's a good one.
Yeah, them damn checks I used to get.
Yeah, that's probably pretty fun. That's probably pretty fun.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say the athletic.
Yeah. Because if you could do that, still could be getting those checks.
Not at 40, whatever.
I know, but if you had the athleticism.
Oh, yeah. But no, I could, yeah. And that 20-year-old tight bod.
There you go.
Yeah, man, 20-year-old tight bod.
I do. I wish I could bounce back like that. I really do. Stay up all night doing whatever, get up at 8 a.m. the next day, play a soccer game. Who cares? Can't do that anymore. What else? What else could I do in my 20s that I can't do now? I don't know. Like I like being a little bit older. I like a little gray in my hair. Yeah. I like it.
I don't worry about bouncing back no more.
I just can't do it.
I'm tough as hell, dog.
I'm not.
I'm angry. I don't let no hangover beat me. They scared of me. You know what I'm saying? Like this hangover is scared of Randy.
I just try to avoid them. Quanell is in Atlanta. What's up, Quanell?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Got two questions. Any 70s or 80s celebrity model, if they was in their prime this day, would dominate the Instagram and social media like Kim Kardashian. Ooh. Mine is Farrah Fawcett and Jane Kennedy.
Oh,
and
yes.
Also,
nice.
A Packers question. Do you think LaFleur should go ahead and get Tannehill to be a backup quarterback since Tannehill played up under him with the Titans?
Okay.
All right, thank you. I think Malik Willis won the game last week.
Malik won the game, yeah.
How long is Love going to be out for?
Yeah, they say he might be. It's speculation he's probably ready this week.
I mean, if you have to do one more game with Malik Willis, you could probably get by.
I think you could buy one more game with him, especially. I mean, they ran the ball 50 times,
mm-hmm.
and so it all depends on that part. And like a seven, like Like Pam Grier?
That's the name I was going to say.
And then like...
But she was more of like an actress.
I know, but still...
But I mean, if she wanted to...
Can you see Pam with some boy shorts on?
If she wanted to, yeah.
If she wanted, Instagram.
If she wanted to, she probably still could if she wanted to.
Yeah, well, Lola for Good Times?
Okay.
Yes, Lord, have mercy.
If she wanted to get on Instagram right now, she probably still could.
Yeah, well, Lola from Good Times and definitely Pam Grier.
I'm not... Yeah, I was going to say Pam Grier, so I'll go with Pam Grier. JG is in Atlanta. What's up, JG?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hello.
So we're 3 weeks in right now. Who do y'all have as y'all's final four for the college football playoff and then a dark horse to make the 12?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
All right.
I'm not even going to. I hate these questions because it's still so damn early.
It's very early. I'd go Texas, Georgia, Ohio State, and Alabama. Those are the four that I have in.
Okay, I'm going to go Texas, Georgia, Ole Miss, Miami.
Okay. Dark horse. Who do I think?
Dark horse
in
the 12 or the 4?
The 12.
Oh, dark horse. Oh man.
And you can't. I mean, like, there's going to be
maybe
one.
Maybe Nebraska.
Okay.
Maybe
that,
Nebraska.
Now that's a dark
maybe
horse. Nebraska. That's a good maybe call. Nebraska. That's a dark horse.
They got Pat Mahomes Jr.
Yeah, he certainly wants to be that.
He said he's not.
I don't know, man. I thought Kansas State looked really good on Friday night against Arizona. That quarterback they have is fun. If Cam Rising's healthy, Utah can get in.
Well, how long is he healthy?
I think he's playing this week.
How long is that going to take till he's not healthy?
Well, if they don't toss him into a Gatorade table again, this man's got osteoporosis. All right? You got to be a little more gentle with him. Jamie's in Kennesaw. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah, what's up, gentlemen?
Hi, Jamie.
Always good to talk to y'all. By the way, the one thing in the 20s, I wish I could get after it like I could, but that's a whole other story. I'm 55. I digress. What is the one utility where your wife is going to get after your buttocks if that is not working? I ask this because our water, I have to shut it off at the main, mm-hmm. and my wife is going to come home today, and she's going to be after me.
Why do you got to shut it off?
Oh, because we have a leak at the main.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know, because, like, my wife, she's good at all that stuff. And, you know, like, I don't know how our power bill went down the way it did, Bunk. I mean, it went down, like, $150.
A month?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I was like, because I don't, you know, I just, you know, whatever. I don't look at that stuff. Let her do all it.
Me too.
Yeah, I just let her take care of all this stuff. But
I'm not really in charge of any of that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in charge of it. Just let her do it.
Yeah, she pays it.
But I tell you this. Like, we got to get our cable bill down. Mm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But
you going to cut the cord?
It don't bother me. There ain't no way in the hell I'm cutting my cord. I'm not going to be one of them. You will not win.
Save you some money?
I will hook before I be a cord cutter. All right? All right, I would never be one of them folks.
But I would help, though. I'm saying
it ain't hurting us.
Okay,
but
you just said you want to get the bill down.
It's ridiculous, though. And I'm like, do I?
Trying to help
because
you.
This is what happens. I went to Xfinity last week, right? Because Samson's tutoring over there, so I went to the one in Snellville. And so I just asked him, like, man, how can you get this bill down? And he said, well, what about this? I said, no, I need that. What about this channel right here? Well, I need that sometimes. Like, it's me.
Right.
I can't get rid of all them damn channels.
Right.
I'm the reason why.
I know.
I was like, but
I know that.
He said, well, Mr. McMichael, we can get rid of this one. Now, how often do you use this? I said, it's been a while, but how do I know I might not need it one day? So I'm the problem.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get your bill down.
I don't know, man. Because it's me. She rarely ever uses the cable.
Right.
She uses Netflix all
day. And you tried to do it, and you didn't do it.
I can't do
it. So I think you're probably not going to do it.
But I ain't
seems like you're not going to
I ain't cutting no cord for nobody, Buck.
Okay, fine. Right. Don't then.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
You don't
know
cut
you
your
know
cord
how
then.
I feel about them cord cutters.
Then keep your cord, man. Keep it plugged in. Yeah. Doesn't bother me.
You gotta be upset then.
I know.
Yeah.
Ours is the AC probably. She keeps it real cold in our house.
Perfect.
All year round.
Perfect.
If it wasn't, I don't think she would do well with that. I mean, I lived in Atlanta for 6 years with no AC in my car.
Right.
So I'm fine. I'll just be sweaty.
I just be hot, man. I can't stand. I can't. I'm cool in the house if it's like whatever, but when I'm asleep, it got to be down.
I prefer it too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if there was one thing that she probably wouldn't stand for, it would be to have the AC out. We never had that. I'm sure it'll happen at some point because ACs break, but that would probably be the one. All right, let's get
to
take.
Could you fix one?
Could I fix the AC?
Yeah.
I'd probably.
Okay.
Get on YouTube. Not to say, because I know there's some HVAC people driving around out there right now. It's a hard job.
Yes.
You guys do work. It's vital, important work. But I'm pretty handy. I got some tools. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day, everybody have a shoe.
Maybe Bryce Young is left-handed. And Daniel Jones is a society issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a representation of a bigger issue we have as a society. Shaq's girlfriends are human tapas.
Yep.
Samson tried to go full deacon mode for picture day.
Yes, he did.
And the Falcons are great when they can come off the ball and hum.
I think he said hunt.
I think he said hunt too, Paul.
But if they're humming, that's fine too. All right, we'll come back and see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. They're up there in Flowery Branch getting ready to talk to not only the coach of the Falcons, but a Falcons player as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.